Good morning, everybody. Yeah, you thought the show had been cancelled. Well, there's no such luck. We're back, and we're back with a vengeance. So we got a new look and old faces. Look who we've brought back for a special visit to the show. None other than the former producer, Ryan, who people have been saying, actually, that we should have got you in a long time ago because you would have taught James and we wouldn't have had so many technical fuck-ups. But look at it. I mean, good that you're here, Ryan. How are you?
No, I'm very good, thanks.
And alongside him, Leanne Mole.
Yes.
Back in triumphant glory. We've missed you for a little bit, too.
Yeah, it's been a bit on again, off again.
How are you?
But I'm here. All good.
Yeah, the hottest weekend ever this weekend. It was absolutely insane. By the way, I'm waiting to hear all the comments from people about what they think of the new set. Ryan walked in and said, it looks like Larry King's office. So I said to him, just remember, Larry King is dead, so his office is underground. That's not a good start. But yeah, it was an incredibly, incredibly hot weekend. I spent like most of it moving stuff around, and we had our Christmas carols.
Oh, yes.
Which we have every year. It's like a family thing, and get together, and there are about 100 people, and everybody sings carols. It's all really nice and festive, and it's, you know, the start of the Christmas season for me, and it was lovely. But damn, was it a lot of work!
And in the heat.
Oh my god, I was so exhausted last night. I got into bed at like 6:30, which is embarrassingly early. You know,
that's an afternoon nap.
I know, and I feel so old even telling this story. But I got into bed at 6:30, and I was like, going through messages and like sorting out some stuff for the show this morning, and I was going to send a whole lot of clips to James, and I just went, I can't anymore. And I just
power down.
But it's been hot since you arrived back from Ireland.
Oh my god,
which is the opposite.
Yeah.
So how was Ireland, dude? What did you get up to there?
It's been great. So I went over there just to visit. I think I spoke to you about it just before I left. I wasn't sure if I was going to stay there forever.
Yeah.
Or if I was going to...
By the way, just look how much bigger Ryan is than Leanne.
I'm just noticing.
And that's not the cameras.
I'm not complaining.
By the way, that's not the cameras. Ryan is literally a giant. And Leanne, compared to him, just looks tiny. She looks like she's a little tiny. This is her real size. This is Leanne compared to Ryan. Hi.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hey, Leanne Moore.
Very nice. Okay, so I interrupted you.
No, it's all good. So I was there for about a month.
Yeah.
Before actually deciding if I wanted to stay or not. And during that month, I also applied for some work just to see what would happen. I had to make the decision, obviously, if I was going to stay or not. And managed to land a job. And we found a place eventually, like after...
What were you doing, though?
What?
I mean, a job could be anything from sweeping streets to...
You literally apply for anything, like...
Any prostitution?
No,
work harder than sweeping
streets. I rocked up like so confident. I went to the radio stations. I was like knocking on their front door. I was like, guys, I'm a producer from South Africa. I just want to see how you guys do things. They're like, so you can't go in. And I was like, oh, why not? You know, all of a sudden. But
they just don't trust you because of your accent.
No, it's like, you worked at a radio station when they don't let people, they don't just let randoms in. Yeah,
you can't just walk in.
No, you can't just walk in.
We used to have walk-ins at the SABC, though, Leanne will remind you. We used to have people who'd walk in and just shit. Remember, homeless people.
Yeah, so we'd come in just to shit.
Yeah, you guys are like fish in a fish tank there, fishbowl. Like.
It was worse than that, because the SABC was a public institution, they can't exactly shut their doors. The public have to be allowed in, right? So that includes like homeless drifters and drug addicts and
anyone off the street could come in.
So they would come in,
they would
take a shit,
go up the glorious escalators
and then
to the heavenly loos that we all were using,
and we had to use those loos too. Now, I got to tell you, our loos here this morning are not looking so great either. It looks
there
was a party here over the weekend or something. And there are a lot of those going on at the moment. There are a lot of people who are having their end of year functions. And we've got ours on Thursday, guys. When is it? Yeah, Thursday. They've told us we're going to a bar somewhere. And like this bunch of frightened little schoolgirls that I work with are like, I don't know if that's a safe area. What are you talking about? We've got people like...
What area is it in?
Michaela, who's from the south. She's not afraid. She's ready to fight.
Yeah.
That's all they do in the south. You know that.
Of course.
Right? So we've got ours on Thursday, but people are. They're all over the country having their end of year functions now. And the weird thing is, like, there are just, it's always a group of people in every business who need to take it to the next level in terms of drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And partying hard.
Cheating on people.
And, yeah, they're sleeping around and all that kind of thing. And it happens, right? Way more than people will admit. And then there's so much embarrassment at work the next year.
Ooh.
Because those people encounter each other and they're like.
Yeah. I think some people have to change jobs, move countries.
That's horrible.
Go to sleep and never wake up.
Okay, so you tried to find jobs in radio stations and that didn't work very well.
No, it didn't work very well. So I applied where my friend was working at Uber and I managed to get the job. I got like an interview within 3 days.
As a driver?
No. So I work in the head office.
They're not
in...
just...
It's a fair question.
Uber's not just
no,
driving.
No, can I tell you, Jane
it's
thought...
It's the first
I've
job at Uber that comes to mind.
Jane thought I was a driver for the longest time.
Yeah.
When I told I worked at Uber. But no, they have head offices in Limerick. But it's more like a support building, I guess. But the job I'm doing isn't in the support side. It's more working with the councils.
So are you
UK.
Going back there?
Sorry?
Are you going back?
Yes, I'm going back.
Okay, because you're talking like you've still got...
No. So I just still work there. Like, one of the perks I have from working there is they give you a month.
Oh, wow.
In every year to go and work in wherever you want to, like, in a different country.
Don't say too much, otherwise we'll have to start giving these guys...
No, I know. And so...
So you have to work for Uber here while
yes.
you're here?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I'm going to be working a bit later
because I do
today.
Need a lift in about...
We're only out of the UK.
Leanne needs a driver in a couple of minutes after the show. Okay, so I thought you'd fit in pretty well in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because you've got, like, that Irish complexion.
Yeah, so many people have said that.
Your surname could pass for Irish.
Everybody says it's Irish here, but I take it over there and
they don't know it.
They have no idea. So that was fun. But they have good crack over there, like...
Crack? As in drugs?
No, it's...
Jesus.
Crack is
like... I also
thought
that.
No.
I'm like, what have you been doing?
Sorry, I forget. Like, crack is like...
Crack is a drug.
It's like banter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because here, crack is something that... Again,
no, sure.
Like people smoke from a pipe.
I forget, like I've been there long enough now. When I first
or from
got
a
there,
prostitute's asshole.
This is like when I first started working at Uber, like there were some colleagues that would invite me out to bars and stuff. And they were like, no, you should come. It's good crack. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But I've adapted to crack has so many different meanings
so
over
like,
there now.
Banter,
it's like banter.
Small talk, laughs, fun. And you're like, in Limerick, so do you learn any good ones?
Oh man!
Because everybody has to have a favorite.
Oh no, in Limerick it's completely different to Dublin. Like Dublin's very old, but it's so busy. Like I love Dublin, but I would hate to live there. I would like to move further up there, but I'm in the arse end of Limerick.
But Ireland's very pretty, right?
No, it is.
I mean, it's gorgeously green. All those movies that they purport to be showing Scotland and are actually in Ireland, and a lot of the Game of Thrones stuff was filmed there and.
Liam Neeson's really in Limerick right now.
Is he?
Yeah, I got told by one of my colleagues actually shutting down one of the streets where, like, close to where we work. Because he's shooting a movie.
Don't want
to
mess with Liam Neeson. You know?
No, I mean, someone's kidnapped his daughter.
I will find you, and I will kill you. So, no, don't mess with him.
No.
That's cool, though. Okay, so if you go to Ireland,
yes,
you obviously, and all the Irish people I've ever met have to drink. You have to drink quite heavily.
Yes.
And I hate it. Sounding like that's a recurring theme on the show, but it really is. And Irish people drink heavily, like they're very, very professional about it.
Yeah, no, it's casual.
And Guinness, you like?
No, I'm not a fan of Guinness. Also, for me to go out, because I live in the countryside, I live an hour out from the city and anywhere decent to kind of go out.
You drive?
So I drive, but the problem is if you drive, you can't drink. Well,
yeah. Especially if you drink, you're driving an hour.
There's a worse like drinking and driving thing in Ireland than over here. I would say. Oh yeah, like you know, sometimes I work late shift, and then I'll be driving home in the main road, and you'll see cars behind me, just like or in front, they're just like drifting off because they come back from the bar late.
Wow.
And their cops don't pull them over. They have a thing called the
Garda.
Cops
are drunk too.
They have a thing called the Garda, and they don't carry guns. They literally carry a baton, like a stick.
You gotta stop for that.
No, like it's.
Do people have any respect for them?
No.
No.
None at all. and they just give traffic tickets on the side of the road, and like we literally sit on like during our breaks and we watch these guys give traffic fines, and I just watch all my colleagues swear them shitless. Like, it's so funny.
And they've got police dogs, and their teeth are made of rubber.
Well, I haven't even seen any police dogs there or guarded. canines, whatever you want to call them.
So Carl says, Ryan realized what every expat realizes. SA is the best country in the world. You cannot have a better lifestyle if you're middle class in this country. You did say something like that on Twitter.
I did, and it went super viral because everyone wanted me to come on and talk about it, and I thought I have to come on here first.
But I think it's great that you admit that because you don't have to choose. It doesn't mean that you can't go back to Ireland and have the fun that you want to have there. Experience different stuff.
Yeah.
It takes... a little bit of insight and some experience to be able to come back and say that.
No, it does. And I remember working on the show, we used to talk to people who did it all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember being, when I was producing, I was like, come on, guys, like, give us the real thing. Like, don't sugarcoat it. Like, don't come back and say that. Mm. We know it's good over there. Like, why? But then when you're over there, there's so many things. Like, for me to go out anywhere, it's at least a 40-minute drive to anywhere decent. Whereas here, there's like a McDonald's every 10 minutes or, like a garage or a shop. So super close. And living over there, it's very different. It makes you really appreciate the sun, firstly, because it's very cold over there. And
but I mean, you've had a full dose of that since you got back, right?
Oh, yeah. Scorched.
I just thought I wasn't climatized. I've been back like a week and a half, and I promise you, I know I've also brought back a lot of my winter clothes, because that's pretty much what I wear over there, but man, it is so hot. I can't sleep at night.
Mm. I promise you that the team have been testing the sound all weekend, because I see lots of comments here about how everybody... you all need to go away and come back again. The volume is messed up. Can't hear a thing. It's not the Gareth Cliff show unless there's a studio problem or the comment section ripping them a new one. Do you see all of this going on?
Oh, my God,
do you get messages from people who... say that you need to come here and like smash James or
in the beginning I did in the head. I like stopped dipping into the comments like
I know
because in the beginning I didn't. Everyone's like, Ryan, you should come back, and
they get so violent and aggressive.
I know, but I'm looking at James has aged 5 years.
He
since
has
I've
aged
met.
5 years since he's got responsibilities here, and we're not yet sure whether he knows what to do with them. What is that?
Oh, so this actually I brought for you because just before we left, so this is a hat I got from
proper
the
proper Irish cap.
It's an Irish cap.
That's like a Peaky Blinders kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Leanna, that's would you awesome. Pass that to Gareth?
And it's branded Guinness.
It's branded Guinness. So
very nice.
They have Irish shops. You know, like we have our South African stores everywhere.
That's very cool.
They
thank
have,
you,
they have Irish stores everywhere, and I figured it's kind of old school. It's something you'd enjoy.
Thank you.
But
very nice. And what did you bring for Leanne?
I know. I realized. I was like, oh no.
So Leanne has this app, apparently. She was telling us this morning.
Yes.
She's got an app on her phone that actually alerts her to lightning.
Yes, because, if you're in Joburg, you'll know it stormed last night, much to everyone's
there
relief.
Was hail. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my dog is not afraid of the lightning, but even she was like, whoa, what the hell's going on here?
So I don't. It's a friend of mine who plays.
There we go.
That's very cool.
How's that?
Oh, there we go. Now I'm ready to be in Peaky Blinders.
Just need some whiskey in your coffee over there.
Yeah, for sure.
How do you and I don't have already? So tell me about this app.
A friend of mine plays hockey, and so she's responsible for. She's the lookout for the lightning.
Oh, because hockey girls get struck by lightning a lot. Is that what it is?
Anyone can be, the Gareth, but even hockey girls.
Really? Even hockey? I thought lightning had a particular predilection for hockey girls.
Like never just one soccer player. It's like the whole team.
Yeah.
But no, so she has something called Lightning Alarm. It's an app. And before the lightning even starts, it makes a lightning noise. Like... But it's loud.
So your app every goes time, off before the actual lightning's come.
And it's like a lightning noise.
Yes. So awesome. I like shit myself twice.
Wow.
But no, you can kind of zoom out. Like right now, I can see.
Wait, maybe you should turn this to the cameras.
Stop producing. Just be a guest.
Right. Right.
I just want to show you that you can
back,
see. You know? But we're around about here.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Where are we?
To give you a map.
There. It gives you a map.
Yeah, it's kind of like a map of the radar.
So you'll know if the lightning's kind of 10 kilometers away.
So why would you want this? I mean, surely...
Well, if you're a hockey girl.
You don't want to be struck by the lightning.
Lightning's after you if you're a hockey girl.
I think this is hilarious and unnecessary.
No, it's quite cool because, for instance, I was waiting for a staff member to come and take over as my mom's caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I'm sorry I'm late, but I'm in a major storm. And I looked up at the skies and they were perfectly clear and the birds were chirping. And I thought, she's lying.
Yeah.
And I checked on the app, and in Ekurhuleni, where she was coming from, was a motherfucking storm.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you could see all the lightning bolts. So it helps for busting people too.
Okay. No, no, look, there are apps truly for everything. I didn't know there was one that can warn you about the lightning coming.
I knew I was home when I was in the airport and I was flying back to South Africa, and I just got off my flight I was just in Heathrow and then we were going back to South Africa. And I just heard that EWN, dun, 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 whenever there's headlines. And it's so funny because as I was sitting at the boarding gates, I heard like five of those ringtones. And I was like, okay, yeah, I know I'm back now. There's clearly some big headline. There must be
five people who actually work for EWN because no one else is. one else is paying attention to them. Leanne is the court clerk because people say it looks like a courtroom, this hole.
That's
an interesting look. Leanne is the court clerk, passing shit to Gareth like he's the judge.
I'm not the stenographer.
So listen, part of the reason, and you know I don't mind sharing all the background stuff with you, I needed somewhere to put things because we were sitting on these sofas before, and I didn't like the fact that I couldn't put the laptop anywhere, and it felt like disjointed, you know. Mm. So we decided to go with this setup, which works very nicely. They made all the stuff, which is pretty amazing. So yeah, and they did it in record time. That's why we took some time off, so we could get it all right for you. Are you aware that lightning noise is thunder? Yes, Carl.
Sorry,
we know that. Thank you.
We know.
My dog was cuck scared last night. Centurion had a big storm, said Bitcoin Boots. As golfers, we use the lightning app.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And you have sirens and things that warn other people.
Listen, I live next to a golf course, and then they go woo whenever there's it. So I don't need your app.
There you go.
People who actually switch on a horn that I can hear from my house. I'm like, oh, storm coming. But usually that goes off when it's already there.
No, I was going to say, I feel like if you're living in a state like that, they don't want to wake people up. So do they do it at a time when everyone's awake?
It goes off whenever. No, I mean, people aren't playing golf at 3 a.m, Ryan. You know?
But also, if you're with
early in the morning, like
insurance people, I mean, insurance companies, I've also gotten, I get warnings from them as well. But that's like, you'll hear the hail starting and then it says it's hailing if you want to move your car.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your car's already pockmarked like an acne teenager.
Yeah.
No, it's unbelievable. Mig says, now Gareth can go pantsless. Well, that was also part of the plan. I'd do the show pantsless. So that's always what I've always wanted. My biggest problem with this show is always that I had to wear pants.
To wear pants.
I hate that. Also, Judge Cliff gonna be cancelled. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah.
What is that app called? Says Cully. He wants to download it.
Lightning
alarm.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Lightning.
So you see, you're a bundle of useful information. There are now going to be a bunch of people who don't play hockey or golf and don't need the app but want it anyway.
Yes.
They want information. People just want information. All right, so what's changed since you've been back?
Man, there's so much that's changed. I drove past our old studios and I saw, did you see that new center that's built on the left there?
They've built a huge bay where there's a...
And they did
it
quickly.
There's a Tashes. Yeah, a bunch of really nice shops there, too.
Super nice.
What is called LXX, I think.
But in the same complex.
It's like literally like across the road.
I just drove past there and I didn't see a thing. Oh, well.
Well, Leanne, you're very observant when you drive. I've driven past Leanne sometimes, and she's been in her car driving. I'm waving like this, almost like veering out of my lane, and she's like...
Highly focused when I'm driving.
Hugely focused. Unbelievable. All right, so let's look at a couple of things that are going on in the world that we need to know about. There's been a class action filed, you see, in the courtroom scene that we're in now. This is very important. By a mother who claims her daughter accessed a porn website through a link on the packaging of a Wicked doll. Now, you know, Wicked is all the rage at the moment. We've got to talk about those outrageous interviews that Ariana Grande and...
Drew Barrymore?
No, Cynthia. Something
she
or
was
another.
On Drew Barrymore and it was...
Whatever. Yeah. These two just cry the whole time. We'll get to it in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently on the packaging of this Wicked doll, the daughter used the link to get onto some porn site. The company apparently released dolls featuring Cynthia Erivo, that's her name, and Ariana Grande in the film version of the hit musical. The mistake was spotted last month. The dolls were recalled on the 11th of November. Apparently, the lawsuit claims Mattel did not offer a refund despite the recall. So you get a recall, but not a refund. They're looking for $5 million in damage for anyone in the U.S. who bought Wicked dolls with the error in their packaging. They're accused of negligence, selling unfit products, and violating California consumer protection laws. But I want to know...
Well, is it a QR code that you scan, perhaps?
Because
that can easily go wrong.
But, yes. I mean, of all the things to put there, a porn site?
No, it can happen. So the company that I work at is a software company and developers.
Design these things.
And we design packaging with QR codes. And we, at an event, say you go to Comic-Con and you visit one of our client's stands, you'll have a QR code before you enter, and that'll have all the information. And that QR code, once it's printed, if hackers get in and change...
Oh, so hackers can actually change
easily, or someone playing a prank.
Oh, so it might not be Mattel's fault after all. They could have designed the QR code for something. Then these hackers come in.
Yeah.
They
someone
make
playing
it go somewhere else.
Oh, let's make this. Let's make a kid's doll a porn site.
Okay, right. So those sons of bitches have got to be the ones that they sue. But have you seen these Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande interviews? Because they're all over the internet now. I didn't even know Wicked was a thing, okay?
Yeah.
I had no idea, but I've seen endless clips and then endless parodies of other people dressing up with the long nails.
Yes.
And the Ariana Grande. What is going on with Ariana Grande, by the way? Why does she look so terrible?
I don't know.
She used to be this beautiful, petite, lovely, like gorgeous porcelain doll. Now she looks like she's being, I don't know. There's something
she's
in the middle
even,
of her head that's sucking the rest of her head in.
Like, well, she's lost a lot of weight.
Too much. What's going on? This is Ozempic.
No, I think they just worked really hard on the set. But yeah, there are
worked
people
really
who,
hard.
People are concerned that she's too thin. But you know, well, that's really not
wielding a pickaxe.
That's not new
worked
in Hollywood.
Really hard. What pretending? Hang on, they worked really hard pretending for a movie. Please.
No, I don't know why she's lost weight. It's really none of my business anyway.
These two are pretty scary looking women, and they've been interviewed because Cynthia's got like a bald head, and they play witches in this thing.
Mm.
Is it a movie, Wicked, or is it a series, or is it a...
I think it's a movie.
It's a movie.
Okay, it's a movie. So that's why there's the fuss, because it used to be a musical.
Mm.
I know that there was... I only know this because it was on in New York when I was last there in 2019.
Long running,
And there were posters up everywhere, and it's like this green witch from The Wizard of Oz, right?
Anyway. Yeah, I've never seen the show. I don't know what it's about.
No, neither do I. But the Cynthia Erivo is apparently the main star of the movie. She's the green wicked witch.
Mm.
And then Ariana Grande is some other witch. But the two of these, they've been interviewed a million times now. And in every single interview, they end up breaking down in tears, and everything's emotional. Have you seen these things?
I haven't seen that.
I've seen Ariana Grande.
You guys living
Grande
under a rock, because I promise you it's been everywhere.
I'm telling you, though, I've seen her on what's her name?
Angry with me.
Like, Drew Barrymore.
Listen to me.
And but Drew Barrymore's interviews are always like that.
You know how
she like hangs off the sofa and ends up crossing her legs and
Drew Barrymore,
lying all over the place.
Drew Barrymore needs to be put on medication that makes her a bit more numb.
What, like a lobotomy?
Yeah, like she should have a frontal lobotomy. just a couple of small cuts.
And the two of them were getting all emotional.
So what are you guys doing? You're making a movie, hey? Hmm, good.
Next.
Okay, that's
who's
nice.
Who's next?
Then she might actually ask some interesting questions instead of like, oh my God, you're so beautiful and I just love you. And there's that whole California thing going on too, which drives me mad.
That's exactly what unfolded. I have to tell you, you're such a beautiful person.
Cynthia Erivo, she's got nails this long, right? Which, I mean, maybe because she's a witch in the movie, like this is caught on or whatever.
Yeah.
But she and Ariana Grande, they cry the whole time. It is unbelievably boring and self-absorbed. And everyone who interviews them in these press junkets, they're like, oh, we love you. We appreciate you. We love you so much. The interviewers are like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
Especially if you're not part of the culture, like I'm not.
Cult.
It's weird.
In that worded cult.
Yeah, it's weird to see. But
anyway, so that's going on. And now they got this this porn debacle they're dealing with too. Here, Carl DeSantis says, I used to be very attracted to Ariana. Now she looks like Calista Flockhart had a baby with Hugo Chavez.
So in other words, she has to be a perfect weight. She mustn't be too fat or too thin.
Well, she can be any weight she wants, but she looks odd.
And she would look odd if she was how many kilograms heavier? Yeah. Where's the line?
Okay, guys, just find a before and after. Find a picture of what she looks like now, and objectively.
No, I'm not.
You want to fight with me?
I'm not fighting with you.
I just want you to see a picture.
I'd like to know what's it in kilograms then?
I don't know. She might be this tall, in which case 40-something. She might be that tall, in which case 60-something. I don't know. She might be a giant like Ryan.
So it does depend on like her height.
What do you weigh, Ryan?
So there is a height-weight ratio. No. That's perfect.
I haven't checked in a while.
Hang on. We're talking about how fat Ryan is.
Yeah. I am like 115 or something.
Don't worry. I'm still going to lose at least, according to my BMI thing.
Okay, so it's BMI you're using. I'm just wondering.
What's good? Who?
No, but
you got sand in your vagina.
It's that thing where you just look at someone and you like they just don't look well. Like I don't know. Like have you ever seen somebody really pale? Like, and they just like really just don't look.
No, healthy. It's not just her weight. She looks odd, Leanne. She looks odd. I mean, that's actually a very pretty picture of her.
Yeah.
On both counts, she looks lovely in both those pictures. I'm talking about now during these Wicked interviews. It's just a funny, maybe she's colored her hair strangely, maybe she's got funny makeup on. I don't know what it is. But
maybe it's part of the whole Wicked theme.
Well,
maybe that's part of it.
You could be right. I don't know, but tell me I'm wrong. I mean,
we are talking about it.
So. If you're talking about like people looking unwell and pale.
Yeah.
You know, I was in hospital.
Yes.
And
you were ill. What happened?
So when was this?
No, recently.
3 weeks ago.
Sure. It's also why we called off the show. I'm going to throw that at you. Leanne wasn't here, so we decided to just take a break.
I had acute bronchitis and something...
As opposed to an ugly bronchitis.
Something called pernicious anemia.
Good Lord, what's that, Leanne?
It's a very bad deficiency in vitamin B12.
A pernicious anemia?
Yeah, and it's to the point that he said it would only be... a matter of weeks that I would not be able to get out of bed because I would have been paralyzed, irreversibly paralyzed.
Oh my God, that's very serious.
Yeah, I got quite a shock.
You don't do half measures when you get sick.
No,
it's always like
not.
The full half.
When I say I need to go to hospital, I mean it.
Yeah, I mean when Leanne says she's, you know, she needs to take something seriously, you must know. People said the same thing about Chadwick Boseman, and he ended up having cancer. Could be hiding a medical condition. Maybe it's because she's in the show. I don't know. Maybe that's how she has to look. But you see, like, the whole, like, her eyebrows are gone. She looks very pale. She's terribly thin. I mean,
looks more like a porcelain doll now.
Yeah, probably.
Mm. You
know. I don't know. There we go. Mapello's got the word. She looks dry.
Dry.
She looks dry. This is why I love the comment section. I go straight to the chase. She does look dry. That's it. She looks like she's desiccated. Like, you know, like if you seal something up in a jar and there's no moisture in it.
It's almost like she looks ashy.
She looks ashy.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like. Ashy. All right. So,
wait, I just want to find out, how do they solve that issue? Do you have to be on like a drip or do you get like a shot?
So firstly, what causes it?
You're also very dry.
He said to me, are you vegan?
Uh-oh.
And I am not, as much as I'd love to be, because I don't like eating animals, but I love the way they taste.
I know. A cow is such a great machine for turning grass into steak.
No, exactly. But I avoid eating animals as much as I can. So if I have a choice, I won't eat animal.
Okay.
And you can't just do that without taking supplements.
No. We are omnivorous.
You need eggs, dairy, red meat.
And that's why so many vegans look like Ariana Grande.
Severe anemia. Yeah.
You need those animal proteins.
In particular, women become anemic more easily than men do.
Right.
They say about 30% of women are deficient, majorly deficient in some vitamin intake. So it was injections immediately. I felt like a new person. We all know what B12 injections are.
And you have a lot of energy now?
Well, I only had 2 days of injections, and now I'm on oral supplements, and we're going to test again to see if that's working. But otherwise, it means I will have to have a shot a day for the rest of my life.
So now... How does it work? Like, because I've seen since I've been back, I've just noticed a lot of different stores that I've never seen before, and I've noticed. I think we've spoken about it before, a long time ago, about those bars that you go for like
vitamin IV bars,
they call them. Yeah.
So can you go get like a vitamin B?
Absolutely. Like you IV? Can sit, you can get a vitamin B IV drip.
Sorry.
He needs vitamin C, clearly.
I've been to one of those bars. I went.
You can get the blood of young men.
About 2 years ago. I don't think you can get those. Yeah, that would be illegal. You go and you sit down. It's very like a chair like this, and they say, are you comfortable? Do you want to take your shoes off or any of that stuff? And you sit there, and they put the thing in your arm. I don't really love needles, but I was like, stop being a pussy. Let's do this. It's fun. The cool thing is, literally the cool thing, is that it goes into you and it feels cold.
Because
it's a whole bag of, saline, and then they put this stuff in it.
And it's obviously like air-conditioned.
It goes straight into your veins, and then you feel your whole body cool down.
Sure.
It's like internal aircon. It's pretty wild. I mean, if you're going to do it in this weather that we're going through at the moment.
Now, is that covered by like medical aid? Or is
No, this is an additional thing. I mean, not the one I went to. Sure. It was just a booster kind of thing. They just give you a
Is that healthy to do? B12. Is it like a healthy thing to
just
Yeah,
you can. It does no damage.
Okay.
It's better than... It's more effective than taking oral vitamins, because when you take vitamins orally, most of it ends up in your urine, which is why you have to have thousands and thousands of milligrams.
Yeah.
But you can have more of a concentrated version directly.
Yeah, your stomach kind of screws everything up. It's just a big bag of hydrochloric acid that just dissolves everything.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So hard to find those things. So here Raven says, Mapelo says, no one should be that tall. Apparently, this woman called Raven, who's in the comments section, has a very, very tall husband. Extremely tall, taller than Ryan even.
How tall?
I don't know, but I saw a very, very, very tall guy the other day. He's like, people shouldn't be that big. And I found myself, looking at him almost with my mouth open the whole time. Because, you're not used to seeing people. I'm pretty tall. I'm what, like 6'4 or so? So I'm not used to encountering too many people that are that much taller than me. You're taller than me. But
am I?
I think you are. This guy was substantially, I wouldn't say a meter, but he was at least that much taller. And I was like, I was a real giant.
Have you seen Trump's son? He's 6'9".
Trump is a big,
insane.
He's
big
really
guy.
Tall.
Yeah. Apparently.
Over 2 meters.
No, this is the weirdest thing, right? He went on to
I like my suitcase.
What?
He doesn't know about it.
Oh, the suitcase trend.
Yeah.
So, no, there's a video of Barron Trump going around with him and Ivanka or whatever. What's his mother? Melania.
Melania,
yeah.
Donald's at his desk where you are, and she's sitting on a chair with little Barron Trump.
Yeah.
And he's.
So this is a long time.
There's an argument going on about whether he says. Because he used to have an accent.
Yes.
Yes.
He sounded like Melania.
Yeah. Where he said, I like my suitcase. But some people say he's saying, I left my suitcase. So she says, yeah, you can have your suitcase, but you must first have lunch and then you go to school. And it's just a stupid little conversation.
And now everybody goes,
It's now a sound. Okay. So anything in the suitcase or with,
got a hold
to do
of it
with
and
the
made
suitcase.
A song out of it and it blew up on TikTok.
I'm surprised the Kiffness hasn't got hold of that. Because
They probably would have, yeah.
I'm sure they'll get on.
There's a thing going on now that he's apparently, because he's graduated from school, now he's going to college, I think.
Yeah.
And he was trying to make friends on Discord, which is the gaming site, and everything this guy does becomes a story in the media, right? So
only recently, though.
So now he can't
even
do that.
Yeah, all of a sudden, only in Donald's second term.
Well,
coming.
I mean, he was a kid, so you try to give kids a bit of room to not be in the public eye when just because their dad or their mom is, right? Yeah. I think it's. You let them grow up like a normal child. You don't want to ruin the kid. They did that with Obama's daughters. They largely left them alone until they were adults. Now that they're adults, you can be like you would be with any celebrity and the paparazzi follow them around and all the rest of it. But I think now Barron's getting all this attention because A, he's so tall, because B, he's graduated from school, and because C, I think people are just fascinated by the family dynamic there. I mean, imagine having Donald Trump for a dad.
Yeah.
For starters. And then the fact that he's 18, I think, and his dad is almost 80.
Yeah.
It's a
but
big
also,
gap.
Have you read about his upbringing?
No, I don't know that much about him.
Like, they were saying when he was in high school,
yeah,
he never ate at school because they were always worried about
poisoning.
Really?
So he never ate at school. He would never eat anything that anyone gave him at school. He had bodyguards that would follow him everywhere. And he would literally, wow, as soon as he would finish from school, be transported straight home.
Really?
Yeah. He was never in the public eye. Like, never.
Never able to play sports and, after school or that stuff.
And I'm sure it was probably organized if he did. But, like, can you imagine being Donald Trump's son. Donald's raising him with a vengeance. Like, he's going to be ruthless.
He's.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I like the fact that, you know, people say things about the Trumps, for example, but they actually seem to be quite a tight family.
Yeah.
I mean, his three kids with Ivana, that's Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka, are all very close to him. And they all seemingly spend a lot of time around each other.
Mm.
He's got Tiffany as well, who I think is from a different mom. So there are three baby mamas.
And then
there's Melania, who has Baron. But he seems to be close to all his kids, and they all seem to like him, which is more than you could say for, like, Hunter Biden, you know, the crackhead who was sniffing, like, coke out of the carpets in a cheap motel after he'd banged his third hooker of the night. I mean,
just another.
You can say
just
that
just
the
a normal Friday.
Maybe you say the Trumps are spoilt and they, you know, they're not such great people, and I'm willing to accept that they might not be as good as you think you are. But they seem to be a pretty tight family, and I would rather be one of them than I would Hunter Biden.
Mm.
Any day of the week and twice on Sundays.
And I also think Barron had a lot of influence in the new strategy for election.
Apparently he helped his dad, like, get on TikTok and all that kind of thing, because he didn't know anything about
setting up, like, interviews with streamers.
So tell
that.
Me about this TikTok. Is it great? Is it tremendous? Am I going to be hugely popular?
I mean, that's how I got on Joe Rogan, I think. As far as I know.
Wasn't he trying to ban TikTok?
No, it's still going to be banned.
So why is he getting on it?
So the American Congress is trying to ban it because they think that it's probably a dangerous
thing.
Well,
it's from China.
But, you know, we know that the Chinese apps like TikTok, they're used very differently in China to the way that they're used in the U.S.
Yeah.
In the U.S., they make the kids watch, or they allow the kids to watch all these stupid trending videos of, like, nonsense, like eating Tide Pods or whatever. But in China, they only allow them to watch educational stuff on there. They just block everything that isn't educational.
Yeah, well, they just kind of blow it up. They kind of, like, make it popular to make educational videos.
Yeah.
So the algorithm will blow up your video if you make an educational video, versus in America, they'll make it blow up if it's a dance video.
Yeah, it's an algorithm. The algorithms are different.
More people do dance videos in America.
We got onto this by talking about how tall Raven's husband is. She goes, thanks, Marpelo. Gareth's just making up a story about my freakishly tall husband. He's only 1.9 meters tall. That's quite tall, though.
Yeah, that's tall.
I mean, I'm 187. So, okay, it's that much more than me. He's freakishly tall. I think everything that's taller than me is freakishly tall. And I think that everyone who's fatter than me is freakishly fat. And I think that everyone... I just do. I think I am the medium and everyone else is the large or the small. Meanwhile, I'm probably a large.
You're just the thing that everybody's to scale to.
I know. They should use me when they build everything. Like door heights, windows,
clothes,
staircases, sizing, everything. They should use me as the... Like,
but they did for a long time. For instance, the sofas we had here before were designed by a man. And you had to sit on the edge because otherwise you'd be lying down.
So there were so many things that we tried with the previous set, and I wasn't happy. You sat in those things, the previous ones. You would sit like back there in the 1800s.
You needed 40 scatter cushions.
In 2024. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway. So Barron is a future president in the making, says Bitcoin Boot. Hey, listen, Bitcoin Boot, he sent me an email. If you have Bitcoin, you had a really great couple of weeks, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're just loving it at the moment.
For sure.
I know there are ups and downs, but by and large, like, I forgot I had, I'd bought a little bit.
Oh, did you?
Well, a while ago. But I'd forgotten about it because I kind of fell off the crypto train. I got so downhearted about how it was going up and down, and By the way, I saw lots of economists over the weekend talking about how you should and shouldn't invest in it now. And I'm no expert in this. I've never been. I've never purported to be. I tried to learn about it while it was happening, just like everybody else. And we've got Joe Camino coming in a bit later on, which I'm very excited about. I love Joe.
Oh, and maybe hiding my credit cards away.
Yeah, you better hide your credit cards, everybody.
I do not have a purse full of credit cards.
Because Joe's going to cut them up. But he's coming to join us later. And, you know, he spent a whole lot of time in Hawaii and has also decided to come back to South Africa, which we'll talk to him about in a short while. But this crypto thing, I know somebody who's actually become like a millionaire in dollars. Someone I know who was not a millionaire just a little while ago. He put a lot of money into crypto. I don't know how much he's cashed out now because he's still a true believer. You'd have to have been to have held on as long as these guys have. But he didn't like announce it publicly. But he said to me, I'm actually...
That's amazing.
I'm doing really well.
If you had have gone, you know, the Hawk Tour girl...
She's under investigation,
she's possibly facing cryptocurrency charges.
She launched her own
Launched a hawk.
I mean,
you know,
really,
like hawk.
The Hawk Tour girl. Do you know that her podcast
her meme coin is hawk.
Her podcast is called Talk Tour.
But
it got hugely successful. It was like top five podcast.
Listen to this, because she's now going to probably go to jail.
So she's not facing charges yet, but is likely to.
Yeah.
And if she does face the charges, you can only, because cryptocurrency is still new and, you know, lawmakers still haven't made all the laws around it. So it's difficult to say. It's not like, oh, it's murder, so it's this many years. They're figuring out. But it's a similar case, got someone 12 years in jail.
Yeah.
But within 20 minutes of Hawk's launch... The cryptocurrency tanked from $490 million to just $41 million. So apparently all of her fans have lost millions and their life savings.
But she made like $50 million out
of it. So there's an insider trading thing going on.
Right, and they say that she might have sold all of them before everybody else did.
That's it.
Mm. See, if that people have got to – you if you base – if you're going to put your life savings into something that the Hawk Tour girl says you should, I think you kind of deserve to lose your money.
I was going
to
say the same thing.
Not just now, but forever. You kind of deserve to be bankrupt for all time if you trust the Hawk Tour girl.
Why are you putting
your
entire life
advisor.
Savings into her hands? You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. See, Ryan, this is why you won't be swindled.
And
by
she's
the Hawk Tour
denying that anyone bought anything. Yeah. She's going, no one bought anything. But the data shows that more than 80 wallet addresses were given tokens prior to the launch. All 80 of these accounts apparently sold their shares in the last minute between 10,000 and 365,000 at that profit.
Well, Mapelo says, after Joe left and went to Hawaii, I made terrible financial decisions. So he's pleased that Joe will be joining us a little later on. So am I. It's going to be great. The Hawk Tour girl is too dumb to mastermind that theft, and anyone dumb enough to invest in that deserves to lose their money, says Slippery Pig.
No, I don't think she masterminded it.
Actually,
she's not a mastermind of anything.
I actually feel sorry for her.
Someone got hold of her and said, hey, don't you want to do this because it's a really cool way to make some money quickly? And she was like, okay, let's do it.
I actually think whoever was guiding her, because, I mean, she just became famous overnight, which was... I mean, the fact it just kept going, like her momentum was insane. Then she got a podcast that just did really well. And I just think the person who was leading her, like the agent or whatever, whoever led her to this point, did a really horrible job. Like, I feel like at some point you have to just call it. Because
well,
like,
I mean,
like
Congo,
a meme coin. Like,
Congo Chris makes a very good point. Those simps who went and spent money on her token could have and would have spent that money on OnlyFans anyway. They had it coming. God. Good for her.
Have you seen the OnlyFans stuff that's going around?
No, what's happening with OnlyFans?
There's this girl named Sophie Rain that I saw on Twitter. She's like going viral because she posted her earnings for the last year. Now, she just looks very young, and I think that's why she does really well. But she made $42 million in the last year. And she claims, so she's, I think she's 18 or, yeah, so she's like just 18, and she claims she's a virgin, and she's doing OnlyFans, and she made $42 million.
But what's she doing on there? Showing her feet?
I have no idea what she's doing on there. But there was one specific top earner that she highlighted on her Twitter page, and his name is Charlie.
Mm.
And he's donated, from the beginning of when she started, close to $5 million. And he gives her, like, it's $200 to send her a message, and he messages her every day. And on top of that, he, like, gives her a daily allowance of, like, $5,000. And it's all been checked, and, like, it's she posted how much she makes. So you can only send $200 at a time on OnlyFans, apparently. And so he overheard her like praising him on Twitter, and it's like, oh, you know, I'm so pleased that you're
so
happy.
He's also on there?
So he's just a watcher, like a viewer.
And he's using his money just to fund her, basically.
To fund her. She, like,
what does he do to have this money?
No one knows who he is. His name is just Charlie.
Oh, okay. So he's just some
guy.
Horrible, creepy old man.
But just to her, $5 million. Just to her. And he gives her like a daily allowance of like $5,000.
Good for her. I hope she never has to meet this guy.
Stephen A. Smith was doing a comparison because, you know, he has a sports show.
Yeah.
And he was saying that she's made more money than most of the guys in the NBA in that year, which is insane.
That's insane. That's it. Look at that. 43,477,000. Is that her?
That's her there.
Okay,
yeah.
She's pretty. How old? 18.
Yeah, I think she's like 18.
Yeah.
It's quite an insane story. I
mean, all right, good for her. She's got like $50 million there.
Stephen A. Smith even went further to point out, which is I thought was a fun fact, was OnlyFans has paid out since the start of it $6.6 billion US. And I think the NBA salary cap is at $4.7 billion. Something along those lines, which is insane.
Yeah, but she still had to go to Thanksgiving and tell her family how she makes her money.
Yeah, well, $42
And that conversation is never going to be a fun one, right? Yeah. I, it's just amazing to me how much perverts will part with in order to, like, see whatever they want to see online. Huh? Like, perverts just have endless resources for being perverts. It's just, I need more money to spend on
being a pervert.
Is it a tax write-off?
I love being a pervert so much. Someone's going to cut that up and it's going to be a
man.
See that now. OnlyFans is legal prostitution, says Vyasin, without sleeping with the client. Agreed. It really is. It is. It's obviously safer for the person concerned, but it's still prostitution. Right. How's Ryan so clued up with all these OnlyFans stats? Says,
I kind of saw that coming as soon as I started talking about it.
Yeah, you know, is that where all your US dollars went? Raven says young boys don't have money, so it's only old bullies that pay to watch her. Well, that's the scary thing, right? Mm. Is you don't know, she doesn't know who this guy is.
No.
He could live in the building next to her, and he could be sitting there with binoculars and properly be dangerous at some point and, like, try to approach her. She doesn't know. He goes with a profile name and a fake internet.
Yeah, you can't possibly sleep easy knowing that someone's giving you that amount of money and you don't know who they are.
I would not like that.
Mm.
Tell you what, anytime I get any money into my bank account, I know where it comes from.
Yeah.
I know I've earned that. It's been, some blood, sweat, and tears somewhere along the way. If something just arrived in my account and it was like from Sugar Daddy 25.3, I'm going to be like, don't know if I want this.
So somebody offered me a piece of furniture and I said, well.
Oh, what kind of furniture?
No, they. So someone offered to buy one of my pieces of furniture, I should say, rather. So
which piece of furniture?
Lee? I had loaned it to a friend anyway, and they said, can we keep it, but we want to buy it from you. I said, there's no ways you're buying it from me. And eventually they got hold of my mom's banking details.
Guys, aren't we meant to go to Dr. Hanan?
Oh,
he's not on today. Oh. Okay, sorry. Sorry, just checking. All right.
Anyways,
I don't want to get in trouble with Dr. Hanan again.
So this person put the money into my mom's account because they said, if you're not going to accept it, I know your mom's bank account.
Oh, so I'm putting, so it was a family friend.
Yeah, okay. $1,000 into my mom's account. I forget to tell my mom. Anyway, I pitch up a day or two later, and she says, you know that somebody put 1,000 rand into my account by mistake. And I'm thinking, what? And then I remembered it was this person. Yeah. She said, I went straight to Woolworths and bought chocolate and wine. Literally in her wheelchair with her caregiver down the road. She bought chocolate and wine with 1,000 before anyone could.
Your mum is like that girl who went to jail. Do you remember that girl at, I think it was Nelson Mandela University or whatever.
Oh, yes. And someone erroneously.
They paid.
But that was like a million or something.
Yeah. It was with all those, the what do they call them? It's not SASA grants, it's the education bursaries.
Oh, yeah.
The higher education department give. And she went and, like, spent, I don't know, R1 million on just crap. Because she couldn't believe that someone had put all this money into her account. And she's had to pay it all back.
Yes.
But I got a payment the other day, and I was like, where the hell does this come from? And I would not rest until I'd found out where it had come from.
So you didn't buy wine and chocolates?
Oh, no. I'm very careful with that. And also, remember, easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
If you're going to get excited about money that isn't yours.
You didn't buy the
No, I didn't buy
ice.
Anything. I didn't buy anything.
The New Orleans ice.
So that's a big thing going on at the moment. And we did miss quite a lot while we were off the air. So I think it's worth talking about. The Woolworths ice thing has become such a big story in South Africa. Of course, everybody always makes jokes about how Woolworths is the private school of the shops.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's so true anymore. Some of the others are really picking up their game to the point where they might even be doing better.
And Woolworths is
staying in Ireland. Okay. I just want to say, Woolworths is unmatched.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
In fact, there's an Irish woman.
I have a new
woman.
Respect.
I don't know if you're following this woman. She keeps coming up on my feed on Instagram.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
And I don't follow her, but she's great. She's from Ireland, right?
Yeah, she is.
And she's like, I don't care about anything else that's going on in this country. The thing I like the most is Woolworths. Right? She loves it.
Yeah, she's like, it should be a tourist destination. I agree. It is actually, like, when you go to the shops in Ireland, like, don't get me wrong, you get your higher-end shops like Super Value or like a Dunnes, which is kind of like the Woolworths of
Super Value sounds a bit cheap though.
Yeah,
that's what I thought
sound.
As well. And then I went there, and it's actually more expensive than Tesco.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you go to like a Dunnes, I think it's owned by Marks and Spencer. Yeah.
Okay.
And but when I come here and I go to Woolworths, it is.
You feel like you're in
first class. It's unmatched. Like. I have a new respect. Like, when you leave this country and you realize what you're leaving behind, Woolworths is definitely something that I didn't think I was going to miss, but I came back here.
There it is. Show the ice. So this is Woolworths ice. Of course, not sufficient to just have filtered water, which is what they should use when they make your ice. Because, you know, if you buy ice from the garage and it doesn't say on the packet that it's been filtered and cleaned, it might as well be just tap water, and we know that sometimes that's not so good, right? We know that, for example, I have a water filter at home.
Or a Wilter for short.
Wilter, yeah.
I have a water filter at home, and it's connected to one tap only. The rest of the taps are all just straight off, you know, the municipal line. This one goes through a thing, and every, 6 to 10 months, I have them replaced. And you must see what these filters look like after a year of being in there, it's not so great. And you think about, well, I drink a lot of water, so I want it to be clean. But this is next level. So this is Drakensberg Natural Spring Ice. That's what they call it. And you were telling me, Ryan, because we also joke about how cold Woolworths is, because you go in there, it's like, you know,
it's freezing.
This December, this is what we mean when we ask you, please buy ice on your way here. Natural spring water ice from the Drakensberg.
Yeah.
And Mapelo says here, no, sorry, Lucky. Matopeng says, the Woolworths ice was unnecessary. Now black people will say, I only use Woolworths ice. It's going to be like the Johnny Blue of ice, right? And have people to clubs going, I'm ordering a bottle of your mum champagne, but I insist on Woolworths ice. I'm not, just in case it's not cool enough, I want to put some ice in there.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a talking point, and South Africans have a great sense of humor about it.
Oh, they do.
But if you think about it, if you're drinking filtered water at home and then putting tap water ice into your water, you know, obviously it doesn't make sense. For instance, I use filtered water in my ice cube tray. It's not from the Drakensberg, but if you are going to drink water from the Drakensberg, which is just Willy's plain old water that you can get in a 5-liter, you might as well put the same water in ice form. So it's not that bougie, but South Africans will make it a thing of it.
It's bougie now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a thing.
It's literally like how you were saying, it's not about the actual ice itself, aside from it being like that fancy thing, but it's like the fact that you can put it in your shopping cart in Woolworths and it won't melt till you leave the store.
it's so cold.
But on like another note, while I was in Ireland, I was on TikTok, and you know, like the cops have been busting spaza shops like crazy lately. It's been like a massive thing. There was one of these shops. It was like a fancier one, I guess. And you know how they have those water tanks in the middle of the shop that you can go like, it's like filtered clean water?
Yeah.
There was a video I saw of one of these shops, and the cops had found the line of water where it was filling up, going into the back room of a toilet. And that's where the water was coming from.
Oh, no.
And ever since I've seen that, whenever I walk into a shop and I see these like big water tanks, all I can think of is how that one shop wired the water
through
the roof
from the toilet. You're not saying from where the toilet gets flushed out. You're saying
from the bottom inside.
Oh my
That's
God.
Where the water was being pumped. No, it wasn't like just casual water going into it. It was literally from inside the bowl.
No, please,
going
can't.
Up.
Oh, that's
and so
horrific.
Ever since I've come back here and I see those big like tanks of water in the stores, I can't look at it the same.
Now you know, one thing that we always used to think is water is just water. Clearly not.
No.
Grades of water.
Good water in South Africa.
Let me tell you. Well, we had the water sommelier here the other
day. Yes. Remember? She did a video on the Woolworths ice from the Drakensberg.
I'm sure she did. This is her area of speciality.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and watch that after this. We'll get to so many other things. We've got plenty to talk about. We've got Joe popping in, who we haven't seen for a long time. Joe Camino, who's obviously, he's been in Hawaii, which is very, very fancy. And beautiful and hot all year round.
Yeah.
And he just decided it's too nice. He can't handle it. He's going to come back to South Africa. He needs a challenge every morning.
He needs more grungy.
Yeah, he needs like some grime and dirt and like some difficulty.
Less paradise. Too much paradise.
They say that you only get better when there is something for you to struggle against.
Yeah.
Clearly, Joe decided that was what he needed. But he'll dispense some much-needed financial advice, I'm sure, at the same time. We'll talk a little bit about that. And if you've got plans for December, he's going to destroy them because he'll tell you that you shouldn't spend any money.
Quickly, buy your Christmas presents now before we come back.
Buy all your Christmas presents before Joe gets on the show. That's coming up just now. We'll also talk about the 12 most dangerous cities in the world. How many do you think we have?
We'll see.
Find out all of that and more. Don't go anywhere. This is Gareth Cliff Show on The Real Network. It is Monday morning. We're live the 9th of December.